They say it's all about the journey. I hate hearing that. And it is, unfortunately, a lesson that I learn over and over again in life. And I learned it again at Sturgis 2017. And we're going to talk about the journey in podcast 654. Well, if you're hearing this podcast in the first or second week of August and you're headed out to Sturgis, whether you're coming from the west or you're coming from the east, don't forget that Zero 3D is in Rapid City at the Black Hills Harley dealer. This is one of the attractions of Sturgis. There are so many vendors there at the Black Hills Harley, and you can park your bike there. If you visit Zero and you decide to take advantage of any of their specials on lighting options, foot pegs, any device mounts, and you need wrenching, they can take care of you right there at the Zero3D.com tent. So here's what you do. Use your smartphone and access Zero3D.com, Ciro3D.com. You can see what is what everyone's talking about when it comes to these parts and everything. Sign up to get the catalog. It's definitely going to be a collector's item. There's some great stuff at Zero3D.com. I recommend the lighting options, whether it's headlights or shock and awe lighting, all that stuff. They can put that stuff on your bike at Sturgis. So definitely check out Zero 3D. They're at the Black Hills Harley dealer. Well, as you know, if you've been listening to the Bob Davis podcast for any length of time, I like to go to what I will refer to as tribal events. It's part of the adventure travel portion of the Bob Davis podcast. It's what I like to do just about more than anything, and often involves, you know, driving long distances and long periods of time to get to one of these events and experience what it's all about. Because I go to an event does not mean that I endorse or am part of or super geeked about the activity. For me, it's the event, and it's using my tool known as Mobile Podcast Command, putting all the equipment in it, taking the equipment out, using it to bring the event to you. Now, this is my third time at the motorcycle rally known simply as Sturgis, and each time I do one of these events, whether it's the air show or Sturgis, I am competing with myself to try to dig a little deeper. Now, on the surface, Sturgis seems like it's all about big motorcycles, about leather, about women, in various stages of undress, crazy and somewhat dangerous partying. And you can still certainly find that at Sturgis. One of the campgrounds has a naked ride every night at 6 p.m., but I thought that I would want to find a quieter Sturgis for a lot of reasons, one of which is that I don't party and I don't drink and I don't do drugs anymore. And so that kind of environment, while it may seem romantic on the surface, doesn't hold much truck for me. So it took a little doing to find a quieter, gentler Sturgis, so to speak. I wanted to camp out, so I thought, how much can it be for an Electrovide RV site at a few of the more crowded and, let's be honest, bawdy campsites at Sturgis? The Buffalo Chick.
How you doing?
I can hop on! Yay!
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's cruise on up a little further. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you delivering?
Huh?
Are you camping?
Well, you don't have any Electrovide sites, do you?
Yes, we do.
How much are they?
Full electric. I can't give you the price on that. It's 1 cent price. So basically, if you think you're going to stay 2 days, but then you decide, you know what, I'm going to stay the whole time, it's the same price.
So it's like $100, right?
Oh, no, it's a little bit more than that.
I'm going to pass. Can I turn around?
Okay. I'm going to clear you on this side, and you're going to go to that road where that gray car is and exit out.
I'll give you a ride if you want.
Yeah, I know. Follow it all the way down.
See ya. Oh, I see. I got it.
Throttled or Glencoe. I'm not sure which it's called, but I think this one's Throttled or Throttle or something to that effect.
Gotta go. Do I have to go to the office, or can I get everything up there? Thank you, sir. Hi. You got any electrified sights?
What do you mean by that?
Got electricity?
Yeah.
How much are they?
Not exactly sure, but you can pull up over to this side over here and walk into this building. They can tell you.
Oh, that's what I figured. Okay. Yeah. I'm going over there. Thank you.
Now, this last place would have been something like $700 if I wanted to stay one night or several. There's a flat rate at the Buffalo Chip, too. It's the same thing. You pay for the whole week. You can leave after one night. I wasn't... I certainly wanted to get into the craziness, but I just honestly can't afford it. Then I found, at the very last second, I was about ready to just leave town, because that's how disgusted I was, and I found the Rest and Ride. A little further down the road from the Chip, but not that far.
I'm looking for Kate.
Hi, John.
Bob.
Who's Bob?
Did you think I was John?
Yeah.
No, I'm Bob.
What?
Yeah.
Who's John?
I don't know.
Are you the guy that I've been talking to?
No,
who are you then? I guess I don't know who you are.
I just drove in.
Wait, so you're not my beer guy?
No.
I don't know, you look like you were like scamming something. I don't know what
I'm scanning. Do you have any electrified campsites?
Electrical campsites?
Well, yeah, that you can plug in. Looks like you got a couple there.
Yeah.
Those are full hookups.
Yeah, it's 37.
Are you looking for an RV?
Highway, right?
Yeah, just one
Oh,
night.
You have an RV?
Yeah.
Just one night?
Oh, yeah. Parkway.
Your chicken's not going to burn, is it?
Nah.
Done.
Just one night? You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, do I get a better deal if I do two?
I mean, it's just $100 a night.
That's what it is.
So?
It's better than 700 for, or whatever it is, 300 for a flat rate.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Checked in?
Yeah.
What's the last name?
I haven't made no reservations.
Okay. What do you want to do? Tent, RV, cabin?
Tent.
Okay. How many nights are the rest of the rally?
Pretty much for a week.
Yep. It's 133, that's with tax. It's 125 plus tax.
Alright.
So you're like driving this way?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want you, you're here. So I want you to drive, keep driving. So you're over here. So you drive. Come down this road, you're going to be the first one or two, whatever one's open. Okay?
Okay, so I'm going to go back out this way?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, cool.
Sounds good. Thanks, Katie.
You're welcome, then.
Katie and the others at Rest and Ride actually really have it together. This is a very nice campground. They have a little bar, they have a restaurant, they serve dinner and breakfast, and it's good, good quality, and it's clean, and $100 for one night. Well, it is Sturgis, after all, and they have showers. Well, we're not at the air show, but it sure sounds a lot like the air show, and I found that I value the shower as much as I did at the air show. Whenever I think of the air show, I have to think about Alpha Systems. This is the great company that makes the revolutionary angle of attack indicator for pilots. And the unique thing about the AOA, aside from the fact that how it works, is it provides the information you need on a really state-of-the-art visual display that sits right on your plane's dashboard. What is it? Well, it simply lets you know how much lift your wing is producing, especially on that final turn when you're on approach, because this is where pilots get into trouble. The whole time I was at the air show, I was hearing guys talk about how their lives have been saved by Alpha's AOA, and those stories are out there. So if you're a pilot and you want to be safe on takeoffs and landings, visit Alpha Systems. Just click on the banner at the top of the page, the Bob Davis Podcasts.com. And thanks, Alpha Systems, for being the digital sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcasts. I can't tell you how valuable a shower is after you've been traveling for a while. Now, I don't ride, as I said. I don't have a motorcycle. Never wanted to have a motorcycle. Oddly enough, really not into the culture. I came here for the first time, as I said, because I wanted to get around to these tribal events around the country, and I didn't know what to expect, and I found that the people that come to this rally are really nice people. Now, I have business here now, so this is the reason I come out here. I had two people to meet. But I have to say, I wasn't really feeling it. Sitting here and wondering, what am I doing here? Why don't I just come out here and meet the people I have to meet or fly out here instead of going through all this trouble? And then you start meeting really nice people. Andrew is one of the guys that works here in a lives in a very small trailer next to my truck. He and his girlfriend and their dogs. We ended up talking for the better part of an hour, and he puts his finger on the aging of this kind of motorcycling. And although there are other segments in the whole lifestyle of biking and motorcycling, I hate to call it biking, the big V-twin Harley type adherents are getting older.
That's a pretty slick setup you got.
Oh, you like it, huh?
I think you're the first one that showed up in an ambulance.
Yeah, it works pretty good. It's
Hey, you two zip it.
Come on, close the window. Zip it.
It's it works. It's not exactly a little primitive. So I have a hammock. So it's not, you know, if I do this again, if I continue to do this, I'm gonna have to get an RV of some kind or else something I can turn on. But it's great on the highway, man. Plenty of power.
They're dirt cheap, usually low miles, and more than enough storage space.
Yeah, and I see a lot of
construction guys.
Plumbers and construction guys for sure. They can haul. But I'm talking about these. You know, you see a lot of campers. They just can't. You get into hills, they can't handle it. Can't, even 450s, they can't. It's too much.
Right.
This thing just torques right up the hill.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Yep.
So I've had it. I've had it all over the country.
Do the maintenance on it and you'll never have a problem.
How do you like this?
It's not bad. After about 2 weeks of me and the girlfriend and two pit bulls, it gets a little tiring. But
you got two pit bulls in there? Are they little?
No, they're 80 pounders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a shower in there?
No, it's on the side here.
Oh, really?
I've got a brack, half round deal that comes out. It just locks in these two slots.
So you can just take a shower here?
And I've got my nozzle head here, and I just hang my inline water heater here, and I just tag into the water in there. So
if you're at a campsite, like someplace in the middle of nowhere, you can just take a shower.
Yep. So like when everybody's gone, this is my shower.
Yeah, well that's...
Which works. I mean, that inline water heater is great. They took the regular enclosed trailer, and he's in the process of converting it, turning it into a camper. So he was going to put in counters and everything else.
So this is it, man. This is just...
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time in ambulances. I'm on a fire department.
Cool. I'm glad I did this because I the last couple of years that I've been here has all been... It's been all about the noise, you know, possibly driving around downtown. It's a whole different Sturgis out here. You
know, oh, yeah.
People just chilling out.
Mm-hmm. And that's, that's what a lot of people keep coming back here for is the fact that it's quiet. Outside of Glencoe, that party's 24/7 nonstop.
Right.
You can hear them usually. And sometimes if the wind is just right, you'll hear some of the concerts from Buffalo Chip.
Yeah, we can hear those.
From the Buffalo Chip.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's usually not any issue.
No, and you kind of want that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then you kind of know you're... If you want to go down there, you can.
Right. You got to factor that the old school bikers are getting older.
Yep.
And... They can't party like they used to, or they don't want to party like they used to.
That's right.
And, there are still places where they can just mellow, relax, go do the sights, do the rides.
And then come back.
And then just relax.
Yeah.
Which, it's nice.
Well, this is the way to do it. But, what a great way to go.
Yeah.
Just kind of relax.
Yeah.
Especially if it's, this one over here, he's got a freaking ceiling fan in it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but those two people have that slot every... That's where they want to be.
That's where they want to be.
That's their slot every year.
Really?
When they're not out riding, they're sitting under their awning, drinking beer, watching bikes go by. Every year.
Well, on this trip, and you can kind of hear it. I'm struggling a little bit, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And I'm just going to share those right now. Part of it is I'm not so sure that I want to keep coming back to the same event over and over again. I need to work on finding new and different events. But, and this is a theme that I keep returning to in this podcast. For me, and maybe it's just me, but I don't think so. Again and again and again, I keep coming back to this whole thing that the journey is really what it's all about. It's whether you're, you know, whether I keep saying you're, you know what I mean. I'm the royal you're, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't matter if I'm out west, if I am at a campsite, you know, in South Dakota on a river, you know, stopping at some museum. It's getting on the road and going to the next event, or being out here and figuring out how to get from point A to point B on side roads, or experiencing life. It just feels like when you're traveling, and when you travel a lot, you feel more alive when you're traveling. You know, I'm starting to get a lot of email, and I'm starting to get comments, and I'm starting to get messages from people. They want advice about travel, or, you know, they want to know where they should go for the eclipse and what's it like if we just do back roads. And I, first of all, I tell everybody, first of all, and most importantly, I hear a lot of people who are very cautious and they want all answers to their questions about travel. And I'm one of these people that says, just jump in with both feet. You're going to have some disasters. You're going to have some days. And this trip has been like that, where you're just frustrated because you're just, it's not coming together the way you want it to come together. And then you start to deal with all these things that you have as a person, about expectations and about thinking that things are going to be this way and then they're not this way. Well, this is the big thing about life. We are on a journey in life, and we have expectations about how things are going to be. And when they don't go that way, we get upset. And it's very, very easy, especially if you're an objective-driven person. So if you're a goal-driven person, and I am, I don't think you could accomplish anything in life without goals. On the other hand, you know, being in the journey and going with the flow, there's a lot to be said for that in terms of being happy and finding those really special opportunities that come because you're not paying attention to this goal. You stop someplace and you're like, "What? How many times have you heard a story where somebody said, you know, I was traveling and I ended up in this place and it turned out to be the best thing of all. Or I didn't want to take that job, but I took it and it turned out great. Or, you know, we decided on a lark to buy that house and it was the best thing we could have done." You hear it all the time. And that's one of those lessons that you learn in travel. As I speak, I'm very frustrated, although I'm starting to feel better and better about this trip. Because I think a lot of the people here are just riding to be free, and they are coming here to convene with other people who really just have this tremendous obsession, this hobby, this interest in riding, and the freedom of being able to just go. Even if you take your trailer and you park it and you ride around Sturgis to Rapid City and back and up to Keystone or to Mount Rushmore or to the Badlands, or you camp in the Badlands and you ride out to Sturgis, it's all part of this freedom and this seeking of freedom and openness and being on the journey. And that, honestly, is what I love so much. I have to tell you, the more I travel, the deeper it gets. What does that mean? There's so many levels to this deeper thing. First of all, I am struggling to find to go deeper in these travelogue podcasts where I stop. And you just, in terms of talking to people or interviewing people, they have to be able to go deep too. And you know how deep, if you've been listening to these podcasts for a length of time, you know how deep I can go. And the best part of this trip for me actually turned out to be the run to Sturgis across 212 all the way on down. And the plan for the run back, which is to go across South Dakota 44, eventually running north a few miles and then connecting with South Dakota 35, and then in Minnesota on 23 all the way back up to the Twin Cities. It isn't actually being in the place that I was planning to go anymore. And this is what I discovered in this trip. It's very frustrating when you figure out that it doesn't matter where you what the objective was to begin with. And, you know, I do believe people ask me all the time for advice. You've got to have an objective. And so the objective for me was to get to Sturgis, and that just wasn't good enough. And it's just bizarre when you finally realize that the run for me is actually the juice. The getting here is really what it's all about. Again, it's all about the journey. And I don't know whether to be bothered about that or just rejoice in it and run. The thing is, if I don't have an objective, just driving around isn't very interesting from a podcast point of view. So that's why I come here. This event really didn't pan out for me this year in terms of something to rejoice in and something to advance the story. So for me, it really was the journey this time. The hardest thing to do when you are fixed on an objective is to go with the flow. Now, I am not a go with the flow kind of guy. Even though I do yoga all the time, I still really do not like hearing that. And I still struggle with what that means, is just going with the flow. And to remember that the thing that you're going to remember the most about coming to something is the coming to something. It is the journey that I will remember in the end. It's all the places that I've been that I remember in the end. The objective is really just the tack. It's something to tack to. Well, we're going to go to Carbondale for the eclipse at the end of August, so that's going to be the next thing for me to tack to. It's realizing that travel is really about the day-to-day, and once you calm down and just go, well, you know, I really wanted to stay there. That's not going to work out, so I'll stay here. Maybe this will be better. You really start to kind of have fun. At this time, in podcast time, I realize on this trip that I'm just kind of tired. You know, I drove over to Oshkosh. I spent a week at the air show. That was exhausting. And it's the noise that really causes a lot of the exhaustion. But people tell me when they listen to these podcasts on the road, especially at Sturgis, they love hearing the engines. So we're going to close with the engines as I drive into Sturgis to hook up with my last meeting here, and then heading out east for the Badlands National Park, and then eventually back to Minneapolis. Okay, so that is podcast 654. So for your journey, it's always great to have podcasts. And you can listen to the Bob Davis podcasts right off the page at thebobdavispodcast.com, because we have that great service that provides streaming. And you can also get the Bob Davis podcasts by subscribing at iTunes. And if you have an Android device, I recommend Podcast Addict, which pulls the podcast right off the page, the Bob Davis podcasts, so you don't get the inserted produced ads, which don't make any sense, like they have at Stitcher.com, TuneIn, or Blog Talk Radio, where the podcasts also are. And I really appreciate you guys subscribing to the Bob Davis podcasts and liking and sharing and communicating with me on social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or my favorite, Instagram. And I also appreciate the donations for the BobDavisPodcast.com mobile podcast command unit when I am traveling. I really need the fuel. This thing eats the fuel. And if it's going to get where it's got to get, Certainly donations don't cover all the costs, but they help. They also help when it comes to buying some coffee. I just bought some coffee today at the Walmart in Rapid City. So I got Verona and French roast, which I then combined. So that's always a good taste. And in fact, I'm planning on making a big fat cup of coffee when I get to the next location. Again, thanks for listening to The Journey. And remember, it's all about the journey. It seems hard, especially if you're fixed on objectives, to remember it's all about the journey. That's what we're all going to remember. Thanks for listening to podcast 654 on the road to Sturgis 2017, the Bob Davis Podcasts.
Hey, hey. I'm good. So I'm in the Dakota Mart parking lot, which is right behind where Indian Motorcycles are. Right. It's right by the dealer, it's Harley Davidson Way and whatever the main drag is, but it's in the parking lot. So if you walk down toward, you'll see the sign that says Dakota Mart right there on Harley Davidson Way. Yeah, that's exactly where I'm. And if you look over, you'll see this Dakota Mart. I'm in the parking lot. So you can't miss it. It's giant and red. I'm up towards the front. I'll just hang out here.